Una caoma.
And now the news in detail. Government says the country has attracted approximately $11 billion in mining investments over the past 4 years, indicating significant growth of the sector with rising investor confidence and increased capital inflows. Speaking on the sidelines of the ministerial symposium during the Investing in African Mining Indaba in Cape Town, Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kavosoe has attributed the growth to stable and progressive government policies. Mr. Kavosoe has highlighted the successful revival of major mining operations, including Konkola Copper Mines, Mopani Copper Mines, Shaft 8 in Luansha, and the development and expansion of new projects such as Ningomba and Kitumba and Luambe Mines. He has emphasized the importance of strategic partnerships in advancing sustainable mining development.
Basically, we have also brought a shaft that was closed for 23 years, the big shaft in Wansha. All of these projects are showing that the environment in Zambia is very, very attractive to investment. And when you put these figures together, they're in excess of $10 billion investment. It's not a small figure, it's a huge amount. It's the statement to say confidence has been restored in the mining sector in Zambia, and that is why Zambia has become very attractive.
Government says it is committed to deepening Zambia-China cooperation through initiatives that promote trade, investment and cultural exchange. Speaking at the 2026 Zambia Chinese Spring Festival Temple Fair, Vice President Mtale Nalumango said the Chinese community in Zambia, now estimated at nearly 50,000, continues to contribute to the local economy. Mrs. Nalumango has expressed gratitude for the partnership and highlighted Zambia's infrastructure achievements, including the Tazara Railway, the Lusaka Ndola Dual Carriageway, and milling plants. Tourism Minister Rodney Sikomba, who praised the bilateral ties, said government is working towards a visa waiver and exploring direct flights with China to boost tourism and trade. Meanwhile, Chinese Embassy in Zambia Chancellor Wang Sheng said China's dynamic development will create new cooperation opportunities for both countries and described the fair as a platform for strengthening cultural and business ties.
Here in Zambia, the China-Africa Year of People-to-People Exchanges began with the Spring Festival Temple Fair today. In the next few months, we'll collaborate with Zambia partners to organize a series of activities, including Chinese Zambia youth revisiting the Tazara Railway, the China-Zambia Vocational Skill Competition, a painting exhibition on the Tazara Railway, and a Chinese Film Festival.
A 20-year-old University of Zambia student identified as Zanele Sichongo has sustained serious injuries after being hit by a motor vehicle around 03:30 hours within Unza Great East Campus yesterday. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says that Miss Sichonga was hit by a Toyota Mark X driven by Stephen Lombe, aged 29, of Chamba Valley, and was rushed to Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital, where she is currently admitted and receiving medical treatment. Mr. Chilavi says that following the accident, a group of suspected students allegedly mobbed and assaulted the driver and damaged the motor vehicle, but was rescued by the police, who rushed to the scene. He says the driver sustained injuries and was taken to Levi Mwanasa Teaching Hospital, where he was treated and later discharged. The opposition Democratic Progressive Party has welcomed President Hakainde Hichilema's decision to withhold assent to the CCTV Public Protection Bill and refer it back to Parliament, describing the move as principled and firmly grounded in the Constitution. Party President Antonio Mwanza says the decision demonstrates respect for the rule of law and recognizes that public security measures must never advance at the expense of fundamental rights and freedoms. Mr. Mwanza says in its current form, the bill is overly intrusive and lacks progressive privacy safeguards. He states that the proposed law grants excessively broad surveillance powers without clear and narrowly defined limits on when, where and how CCTV systems may be deployed, creating a real risk of indiscriminate monitoring of citizens' daily lives.
This creates a serious risk of abuse and threatens citizens' privacy and freedoms. By referring the bill back, the president has shown that public security and public safety must be balanced with constitutional rights. Parliament now has an opportunity to improve the law, strengthen safeguards, and ensure that any CCTV system protects both public safety and the rights of individual Zambians.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Revenue Authority has intercepted at least 7 vehicles in Kapiri Mposhi for transit fraud, with a revenue loss of over 263,000 kwacha. The vehicles intercepted and seized included Toyota Vanguard, Mark X, Probox, Wish, Suzuki Splash and the Mazda CX-5. In a statement, ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala said the vehicles were purportedly transiting to the Democratic Republic of Congo through Mokambo border post using fake customs clearance documents. Mr. Nzala said the verification of the documents presented revealed that they were falsified and belonged to a completely different consignment that included sulfur, flexible intermediate bulk containers and other motor vehicles. He said the smuggling of the vehicles was undertaken by avoiding ZRA checkpoints using illegal and unauthorized routes to evade duties and taxes.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
A South African man named in a major police corruption probe has died after reportedly shooting himself at a petrol station. Police are now investigating the death of Riandre Pretorius, 41, who last week said he had survived an assassination attempt. Pretorius's name had been mentioned at the ongoing corruption inquiry known as Matlanga Commission. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Exit polls in Japan suggest the new Prime Minister, Sanae Takaichi, has regained a majority in the lower house of parliament. Japan's public broadcaster says it expects her coalition to get two-thirds of the seats in the snap election, a huge victory for Japan's first woman Prime Minister. South Africa says it's withdrawing its troops from the UN peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The mission has warned that the move could cause the security situation there to worsen. Russia's security service says a man they accuse of attempting to assassinate a senior general has been detained in Dubai. The Kremlin has blamed Ukraine for the shooting, which Kyiv denies. Iran's foreign minister says his government has no intention of giving up plans to enrich uranium days after talks with the US over Tehran's nuclear program. Abbas Araghchi said Iran was not intimidated by threats of war. A memorial for the victims of a deadly fire at a New Year's Eve celebration in Switzerland has itself caught fire. Police are investigating what caused the blaze at the memorial. An influential farmers association in India says it's worried Delhi has made too many concessions to Washington after the country's announced a possible trade deal. The farmers say the agreement is a total surrender to American agricultural giants.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.